Two events happened last Thursday that brought me into the world of folk music. It was a day that honored the 60th anniversary of the opening of Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs. It was also the day the Albany Symphony Orchestra held a CD release party for their new album, This Land Sings, inspired by the life and times of Woody Guthrie. Both show the importance and diversity of folk music to those who want to touch our emotions through a musical storytelling. The fact that Michael Dougherty, one of our nation's most important classical composers, has looked to Woody Guthrie, a 20th century folk icon, for inspiration, is a sign that these folk songs are both timeless and timely. Dougherty is a unique individual who is as fascinated by pop culture as he is the music of Mozart. He admires the songs of Bobby Darin and was so fascinated by the myth of Superman, it inspired him to write his Metropolis Symphony. As for the works of Woody Guthrie, he says it is his hope that anyone listening to This Land Sings will realize the issues that figures of the past grappled with are still with us today. Guthrie usually used familiar folk tunes to which he added his own poetic words relating to social issues. Dougherty composed his own music, but to make connections with the universality of the same social issues, he incorporated pieces of 20th century literature into his lyrics. The cut Graceland uses a bit of whimsy to a touch of music associated with Elvis Presley. It also includes excerpts of Carl Sandburg's 1916 poem of the same name that emphasizes the issue of exploited workers by greedy bosses. The piece, Bread and Roses, takes some of its lyrics from James Oppenheim's 1911 suffrage poem, pleading for equal rights. And Forbidden Fruit uses the wry humor of Mark Twain to give a twist to the moral of the biblical tale of Adam and Eve. Arguably, Hot Air, which deals with the intolerance of bigoted AM radio talk hosts, is the most pointed. It was, in the 1930s, people like Father Coughlin, whose racist talk was a target for Guthrie. This piece lets you choose your own contemporary talk host. It proves that the names of the personalities change, but the hatred remains the same. This Land Sings was recorded with the ASO's 18-piece contemporary ensemble, The Dogs of Desire, with David Allen Miller conducting. Adding another local connection, it was recorded at MPAC on the RPI campus. This Land Sings is a wonderful example of how classical music can make everyday social issues seem cosmic in scope. It makes one understand that the issues of human rights, bigotry, suffrage, sexual exploitation, and greed are indeed large in scope and complicated by nature. However, if you want to experience a simple human reaction to those problems that cause such pain and hurt, there is nothing more personal than a single performer with a stringed instrument offering a lament about the pain of injustice. Add a harmonica in the background and oh my. Cafe Lena has been doing that for 60 years. It is the oldest continuing operated coffee house in the United States. Many of the people who played there, like Bob Dylan, have gone on to become nationally known figures. But mostly the stage is occupied by individuals or small groups that have a need to express their joys, sorrows, fears, and hopes through music. It's a small space, ideal for the expression of intimate stories and songs. It is significant that they call their performance area a listening room. Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs is a humble but important cultural institution that is always in need of support. You can't visit it this time, but they continue to stream live performances nightly through their YouTube site. Go to their website at cafelena.org. For more information about the Albany Symphony Orchestra and This Land Sings, go to albanysymphony.com. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.